Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, hello there, Justin. It is Tuesday.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's Tuesday, all right. And before we went on the air here, we were having a beauty consultation between you and our engineer, Noelle.
Well, that's just the best thing to talk about right now.
Yeah, for you. I almost fell asleep over here.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I've never heard anything like nail art.
Nail art.
What is that?
Art for your nails.
I don't understand. I don't need to understand.
There's a rhyme or reason there that you do certain colors and shapes.
Sounds like ways to spend money to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. All right. So anyway, let's get on to our tech topic here.
Okay.
Using plus, minus, and quote symbols to narrow your searches.
Yeah.
That's our topic today.
Yeah, your searches online.
Right.
Right.
So like nail plus art, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes.
All right, you'll have to explain this to me. I never use these things, so.
Okay. Well, let's say you're looking up apples on Google. If you were to just type in the word apples, you get 22 million returns.
Okay.
Or thereabouts.
Sure.
You know. Give or take.
Give or take a few.
That's actually a few more sites than you can check in an afternoon.
Well, yeah, 22 million. It's probably a few. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we need to narrow the search down a bit.
Sure.
So then let's say that you're actually truly interested in green apples.
All right. So I'm getting to see where this is going. You're going to type apples plus green.
Yes. Apples plus green. And we're talking about the plus symbol.
Yeah, the plus symbol. Don't type out the word, but use the plus symbol. So it's like apples plus green plus nail plus art. Green apple nail art.
Whoa, that'll be very interesting.
Well, there you
go. What comes up. But now if you put in apples plus green, now you will only see the Apple sites that also have the word green on them.
Right, but you're probably still going to get like 6 million or so returned websites.
Yes, but 6 million is many, many fewer than 22
million. So you actually can subtract a word.
You can?
From those search results. So if you type in apple plus green minus computers, then you're going to get about 1 million
right,
returns.
Because if you think about Apple, sometimes Apple computers come in the color green.
Exactly.
So you have to get rid of all those computer things.
There you go.
And how do you know that? If you're looking at the search results that are coming up from, say, apples plus green, and you're seeing a bunch of computer things, just take out that computer word with a minus.
Sure.
Yeah, that's so now we're down to about a million. And
million the returns, but it's still about 5 million web pages the
right.
way that returns work. So the final way to narrow down the search is to use the quotes to narrow the search down to an exact phrase. So you could do, if you're looking for Granny Smith apples, you apples plus green, then the subtract the computers, and then use quotes around Granny Smith.
Yes. Now you'll only see websites that have the words Granny Smith on them in that order.
My goodness.
Spelled exactly that way. So you got to make sure that they are spelled correctly. And that, exactly, using quotes is a great way to narrow your search. So we went from having 22 million web pages returned from our original search for apples to around only 220,000 for the last example.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So basically, by the time you figure out all your search stuff, you could use green apple nail art and bake a apple pie.
You could.
And
just try the whole thing.
There you go. Just kidding. So yeah, take a look at using plus, minus, and quotes to narrow your searches. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.